I'm Keith Peters reporting. President Trump said he was hopeful that Russia's war in Ukraine was nearing an endgame as he met Monday with French President Emmanuel Macron on the third anniversary of the invasion. Trump was asked if Russian leader Vladimir Putin would accept European peacekeepers in Ukraine as part of a peace deal.
Yeah, he will accept that. I've asked him that question.
You talked to me?
I've asked him that question.
Is France going to lift the block on the...
Because he's not... Look, if we do this deal, he's not looking for more war. He doesn't mind. But I've specifically asked him that question. He has no problem with it.
In a dramatic shift in transatlantic relations under President Trump, the United States has split with its European allies by refusing to blame Russia for its invasion of Ukraine in votes on three UN resolutions seeking an end to the three-year war. Nationally known conservative commentator and former law enforcement officer Dan Bongino assumes a new role in the Trump administration.
Dan Bongino, a former Secret Service agent and conservative pundit, has been chosen to serve as FBI deputy director. President Trump announcing on social media, Bongino is a man of incredible love and passion for our country. Bongino would serve under Kash Patel, who was sworn in Friday as FBI director and has signaled his intent to reshape the Bureau. Bongino was born in New York City and was an NYPD officer before joining the Secret Service. He then went on to work for Fox News before leaving to start his own show. I'm Julie Walker.
Fabric and crafts retailer Joann, which has been a destination for generations of quilters, knitters, and other lovers of crafts for more than 80 years, is going out of business and shuttering all its stores. On Wall Street, the Dow by 33 points. This is SRN News. Some Americans are concerned about morals.
A new poll from the Pew Research Center asks adults what issues they're most concerned about, and 50% say the state of moral values in the country is one of them. It ranks higher on the list than racism, gun violence, and so-called climate change. But even morals place way behind pocketbook issues, which remain tops for Americans these days. Inflation, the cost of health care, and poverty all outrank concerns about morality. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A unanimous Supreme Court has dealt a blow to Holocaust survivors and their families in a long-running lawsuit seeking compensation from Hungary for property stolen during World War II. The justices threw out an appeals court ruling that had allowed the lawsuit to continue despite a federal statute that generally shields sovereign nations like Hungary from suits in U.S. courts. The High Court heard arguments in December. This is SRN News. A Trump supporter joins the governor's race in Ohio.
The Ohio governor's race is heating up with biotech entrepreneur Vivek Ramaswamy jumping into the 2026 race. Republican Governor Mike DeWine is term limited. The Cincinnati-born former presidential candidate joins the Republican primary field a month after the former lieutenant governor John Husted was appointed to fill Vice President J.D. Vance's Senate seat. Husted's backers will be looking to switch their allegiance. Other Republican candidates include Ohio Attorney General Dave Yost and Heather Hill, a black entrepreneur from Appalachia. On the Democratic side is Dr. Amy Acton, the former state health director. I'm Jennifer King.
Thieves have targeted freight trains running through California and Arizona in a string of audacious heists that have resulted in the thefts of more than $2 million worth of new Nike sneakers. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.